across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Neil Whiteside.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
3:15, and it's my absolute pleasure to welcome into the studio again, Michelle Davis from CHS Group. Hello, afternoon to you, Michelle.
Hello.
Lovely to see you. How's things going on there down at... You're the manager at Railway House.
Yeah, so. I'm the manager at Railway House, which is just on Mill Road in Cambridge.
So a bit of a walk in the chilly weather for you this afternoon.
Not too bad, not too far.
For those who don't know, and I can't believe there are those who don't know, but you're part of the CHS Group, mm-hmm. Cambridge Housing Society. Tell us what it is you do at Railway House.
Well, Railway House, excuse me, is part of the CHS Group, which is a local social and charitable housing association. We run lots of projects throughout Cambridgeshire, but the one I work at, Railway House in Cambridge, is a hostel for young people who would otherwise be homeless. So we have 13 young people live there, aged between 16 and 24, and they stay with us and we support them with any barriers they might have to living independently. So that could be applying for benefits, finding work, knowing how to do their cooking and shopping and cleaning and that kind of thing, getting on with other people.
Yeah.
All the things that you need to be able to do to survive in your own tenancy. So, and that's what they're there for. We're there to make sure that they can do those things before they leave us.
And it's always a tricky time of year, this time of year, but I'm guessing right this minute you've not got any vacancies by any chance.
We never have any vacancies. We've always got a waiting list. And we have got a vacancy, but we've just filled it.
Right.
So we're always full. We always have a waiting list. There are always way more people than we can help.
And how long, this is a piece of string, but how long on average do the young people stay with you?
It's just over a year. The average length of stay is about 14 months. Yeah.
That's really quite good, because that's a real length of time to get some roots down, isn't it? Get yourself sorted.
Exactly.
That's kind of what you're doing, isn't it? You're going,
exactly.
Look, don't worry about it. You've got a roof over your head and you'll get fed. You're sorted.
Yeah, well, they have to feed themselves, actually.
But the
facilities are there,
yeah.
and we can help them if they don't know how to do it. Yeah. But yeah, exactly. They've got somewhere to live. They've got their own bed, their own door, which some of them haven't had for a really long time.
Mm.
And they've got people there, not just... other people who they can make friends with, but staff there who can really get to know them well. We see them every day.
Yeah.
So they come in with a haircut and we'll notice and we can talk to them about it. Or they've been for a coffee and we get to know them really well, sort of day to day.
I'm guessing as well, for a lot of these kids, perhaps some of them grew up through the care system and are in care homes. And you know, you hear horror stories, you hear stories of neglect and how sometimes that system can fail these youngsters. And I'm guessing perhaps quite a lot of those then wind up at your door. And you're kind of the opposite to that, aren't you? Because you're same, you know, an environment where actually, no, you are welcome. You will be looked after. It's kind of like, must be refreshing for them and give them some faith back.
Yeah, I think about half of our young people have been in care at Railway House and the other half haven't. But for all of them, there was a reason why they couldn't live at home.
Sure.
So people don't come to Railway House because things have gone well at home. It's not kind of a positive choice that people make, but it's really good that it's there for those people who can't stay with mum and dad into their mid-20s, like lots of people have to do now, and or go off to university and come home in the holidays. So, I really like working there. I really like being able to do that.
It's great. Mm. Sounds very good. And just tell us now, you had this shoebox appeal at Christmas. And I remember hearing about this. In fact, did you come in? I think you did.
I did,
You
yeah.
were in, weren't you?
Yeah.
We get so many people through these doors. We must be like you guys at times. But you can remind us what the shoebox appeal was all about.
Yeah, so we asked the community if they would be willing to do a shoebox for one of our young people and to put in their kind of stocking filler type gift. So sweets and chocolates and smellies and gloves and little things that kind of, because we knew that for some of our young people that would probably be the only present they would get. So I remember I came in to see you here at Cambridge 105 just about towards the beginning of December, and I said to you, we've got 13 residents at Railway House, but we've got about 90 residents across the county, and we would absolutely love it if we were able to get enough boxes to give one to each of those residents.
Dare I ask how it went?
It was, we were absolutely blown away and overwhelmed by the generosity of people in our community. We actually, in the end, were given over 200 boxes.
Oh my goodness.
So not only did each one of our residents get one, but we were also able then to give presents to people in other projects that aren't part of CHS. So other young homeless people and other needy families who might not otherwise have got a present also, which was just amazing to be able to do that.
Oh my goodness.
And when we gave out the presents, I think a lot of the residents, they were quite confused. You know, what's this all about? And when I said to them, these are people in the community, they know about Railway House, they know about who lives here, and they wanted to buy these things for you. They wanted you to have a gift. And that was such a lovely thing to be able to say to them.
Oh, my. So you must have really felt like Father Christmas.
It was a nice day at work that
day. Yes, Mother Christmas. What a great thing to be doing.
One of our lads, lots of them open, you know, people don't, they're quite impatient to open their presents. They have them a few days before they open them there and then. But one of our lads, he said, I'm going to save mine for Christmas Day. Oh. And that made me wonder whether that was literally the only present he was going to get this year. So it really made a difference to people, those, you know, all the people in the community who so kindly, and people put so much thought into their boxes.
Really?
They put some really amazing things, little cards and notes, and they really thought about what teenagers would like. It wasn't just a load of our jumble from wherever. They'd gone out and they'd bought nice things and really thought about it. So that was just lovely.
What a wonderful way. What a nice thing to do for Christmas.
Yeah.
And for, as you say, again, we've had already had one tick, tick, tick story today. There's another tick, tick, tick story. This is lovely.
Yeah.
So you'll be doing it again then?
We will be doing it again. Yeah, we've already started planning for next year. So, and I know a friend of mine, she says, I've already started thinking about what I'm going to put in the boxes and getting my friends and family involved. So,
well, especially because when you come back and tell us stories like this, people who are listening go, oh, I wish I'd known about that. Because everyone does their best to get the story out there. But it's only now that, you know, there's so much going on in the run up to Christmas.
Yeah.
But now we're sort of sowing those seeds that, okay, well, look, it was a success. You know, it went down so well with these young people. And people have got very little, and at a time when everyone should be full of hope and blah, 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 and they've got nothing. Well, there you go. You've really made someone's day.
Yeah, it was just lovely.
So that is superb.
Yeah.
All right. So what is there any other ways that people can help throughout the year? Are you going to start doing an Easter egg appeal or something?
Oh, you never know. If anyone wants to bring us Easter eggs, they will be gladly received. Yeah, absolutely. We do have our CHS support fund that runs all of the time. So that's on our website, chsgroup.org.uk.
Hang on.
Sorry, I should know that, shouldn't I?
I'll check on that while you're talking.
It's chsgroup.org.uk. And we do have a support fund, so people, if they want to, could set up a direct debit or make a one-off contribution, and we use that support fund to pay for things that families might normally pay for. So recently we've paid for someone to get their provisional driving licence. They wanted to open a bank account. They didn't have any ID. They couldn't open a bank account. So then that's really difficult, isn't it, to claim benefits or to get a job, because you've got nowhere to pay your money into. So we, through our support fund, we were able to fund the driving licence for them. Another lad recently, he was having an interview and he didn't have any trousers and shirt and tie. So we were able to give him enough money to go and buy trousers. He bought trousers. He did really well. He went to a shop that's not too expensive and he bought himself trousers, a belt, a shirt and two ties, and it came to £20.
No.
Yeah.
Well done,
so,
him.
Yeah, he did really well. And he looked so smart as well, and he got the job.
Oh.
So we can use that support fund to help people in a really practical way with things that their families might normally do for them, but they don't obviously have that option. So... Mm. So people, if people want to donate to that throughout the year, we'd love that.
So just go to the website for that.
Yeah.
And I love hearing these stories about how the young people themselves, they're not just sort of sitting there going, I need help. They're so grateful.
They are.
And they think about the little bit of help that you're able to give. They're working. These are bright minds in a lot of aren't they?
And they're
survivors. If they've been through the systems that you've been describing, they're learning to survive and they're thinking on their feet and they're not wasting money. They're doing really well for themselves. If we can just get them started.
Exactly. So there's the practical support that they can get through the support fund, but there's also knowing that somebody cares about them enough to help them with the things that they're trying to do. So it's just about so much more about the money. It is about the money also and the practical help. But it's just a lovely feeling, I think, to think somebody knows about me. They might not know my name, they might not know my situation, but they know that we're here and we need help, and they're helping us. And I think there's just something just really amazing about that.
Well, I mean, just lovely to hear that fingers crossed you were going to get 90 shoeboxes, you got 200. I mean, that just sums Cambridge up
really,
doesn't it?
It really does,
That is absolutely, and I'm going to guess as well that a lot of the people who put one of those here probably haven't got a huge budget themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it works.
Christmas is an expensive time of the year,
isn't it? But people have still managed to find a bit of spare money or whatever to put a box like that together. So you'll be doing a similar sort of thing next year, so presumably rolling out around sort of November into December time.
Ready? I'll probably be back if you have me.
Absolutely we will. It's lovely to hear a story like that, and it's lovely that, I wished I'd been in your shoes for that day. That's a great job, isn't it? Just making these kids smile.
Yeah.
And they're probably dreading it a little bit themselves anyway, and then along you come, and it's all a lot better.
And in fact, on our website, we do have some photos of people being given, not at my project, but one of the other projects, people being given their boxes, and you can see the expression on their faces. So if anyone wants to go and have a look at that. That's on there, and it's really nice.
chsgroup.org.uk.
Yeah.
All right, superb. Michelle, it's lovely to see you.
And
I mean, nice of you to take time out of your busy day to come and see us as well. Always give our love to everybody at Railway
House.
We
will, yeah.
Lovely to hear that story. And I guess, I'm going to say it, as I guess you are too, if you're one of those people or you know somebody who donated one of those shoe boxes, yeah, thank you, because what an amazing job you did.
Yes, thank you. On behalf of all of them, it was lovely.
There you go. Good stories. I like good stories. This is the way I like to spend my day. Michelle, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. That's Michelle Davis. She is from the CHS, the Cambridge Housing Society. She's the manager at Railway House. You can find out all the details on chsgroup.org.uk if you'd like to get involved, if you'd like to support them, and if you'd like to start planning your shoebox for next year, because they'll be doing that. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.